Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Gimel. We are holding on daf Beis Amid Beis. We are at, I think, Umimai Demaisa Da'av. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by the virtual Halacha program in honor of starting Hilchos Brachos, the program which under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita provides the flexibility to learn Halacha at a high level whenever you can, wherever you are. Visit vhalacha.com for more information. And we thank both sponsors again very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss the following. We're in the middle of discussing how we know when it's the Rosh Hashanah for the Malachim, and how we know that we count Yitzias, the years of Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan. So the Gemara is going to, and we quoted Psukim that related to the death of Aaron HaKohen and events that happened after the death of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen died in Chodesh Av, and then we relate events that happened in the following Chodesh Shvat, and we said it was the same. The Torah lists it both as happening in the 40th year, so that we see that between Av and Shvat there is no Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is going to try to prove that Aaron in fact died before the Milchemes Sichon, which is what happened in Chodesh Shvat. How do I know that it happened in that way? Maybe it's all in the 40th year because the Shvat that it talks about preceded the death of Aaron. Then we're going to try to give reasons for Sichon having three names, why it is that Sichon is called by three different names. Then after proving that the Rosh Hashanah, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, is not between Av and Shvat, and we're going to go through every possible month that it otherwise could have been, the Gemara is going to ask, what about the other months, right? It's going to go through each and every month that, meaning, okay, granted, between the 5th month and the 11th month there's no Rosh Hashanah, but how do I know that Rosh Hashanah was not in any of the other months of the year? So it's going to go through each month and why it is that how it is that we know that it's not the Rosh Hashanah in each other month of the year. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Rosh Hashanah not from Malchei Yisrael but from Malchei Umos HaOlam. And then on Amud Beis the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit about Koresh and how he gets counted among the as if he were Malchei Yisrael, and it's going to tell us about his three names and why he had three names. And that's going to take us through the rest of the daf. So I mentioned yesterday that I was unsure why it is that we learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah now, and I said, Mistama, somebody will email me. They didn't disappoint. So Baruch Hashem, I got a lot of emails yesterday. So most of them said that what I knew, and for some reason I forgot, I guess, but is that the order of the Masechtos are in the order from within each Seder, from the longest to the shortest, from the most prakim to the fewest prakim. Ah, you'll ask me that in Seder Nezikin we have Baba Kam, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, 10 prakim each, and then you have Sanhedrin, which is 11 prakim. So the Rishonim write that Baba Kam, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra are not three different mesechtas; they're one mesechta, and it's 30 prakim. So it's a long, one long mesechta. So it starts at 30 and then 11. So we're going down in the number of prakim. So, so that's the reason that they suggest that Rosh Hashanah comes at this point. You would think it would be Rosh Hashanah followed by Yuma, but Yuma's got 8 prakim. Followed by Sukkah, but Sukkah's got 5 prakim. So Rosh Hashanah comes after all of those mesechtas. I guess what I was really bothered by was that the order, if you take in your printed Shas, it's Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah, right? The way you would expect it to be. So obviously there's some machlokas about the order, and yet even though in the printed Vilna Shas, we have Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah in all of our editions of Shas, in the way that we chose to learn it with the Daf Yomi, for some reason they go with the other Shita, that we go in the order of the length, the longest to the shortest. One person emailed me though from the a page from, I think it's called Ma'oros Hadaf Yomi. Yoni Henner emailed me this the following Mahalich, that it says in that based on the Kedushas Levi, that it doesn't say exactly where the Kedushas Levi says this. Kedushas Levi, by the way, I think I mentioned, is the other item of Daniel Feldman has on his list of Sfarim that do not exist, that may not exist, whether there's such a thing as Kedushas Levi, but meaning there's definitely such a thing called the Sefer Kedushas Levi. So in Kedushas Levi, apparently somewhere he said as follows, that the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah raises the question, why is a person Nidon for Rosh Hashanah any more than any of the other days? Why is Echad B'Tishrei the Yom HaDin? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu decide that's going to be the Yom HaDin? Bishlam, if you assume like the Shita, like Rabbi Eliezer holds that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, I get it, it makes a lot of sense. B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, so that's going to be the day that's a Yom HaDin. But if you hold that it's not B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, you hold like Rabbi Yosh Yeshua that Benisa Nivra Olam. So why is it that Echa B'Tishrei is the Yom Adin? So the Ran explains because that the Seder Advarim is as follows. After the Luchos Rishonos were given to Klal Yisrael, we violated the Cheta Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be forgiven. And on the 10th day of Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally acquiesced to Moshe Rabbeinu's request, and he said, Salachti Kedvarecha. So from then, Yud Tishrei became Yom HaKippurim, a day of Kapara and Slicha for all the generations. And once that happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveya, that 10 days prior to that, on Echad B'Tishrei, should be the Yom HaDin, where people are going to be judged on their actions, that the Tzaddikim will right away be Nechtam L'Chaim Tovim, the Beninim will be Tliyim V'Omdim Ad Yom HaKippurim, and that way it gives us the possibility to improve things up until Yom Kippur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka set it up in our favor. Once there's going to be Yom Kapara and Slicha, there's going to be Yom HaKippurim that's going to give us that opportunity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a few days before that, sets up a Rosh Hashanah so that we have that window of time to make sure that we get our Kapara, our Slicha, our Mechila. So he says, now I understand very well why Yuma comes before Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, because Yuma was the Goreim of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur being on the 10th day of Tishrei was what caused Rosh Hashanah to be on the first day of Tishrei. Oh, but then why is Mesechus Sukkah in between Yuma and Rosh Hashanah? So he suggests the Gra in his Perush to Shir Hashirim quotes a Medrash that on Tesvav B'Tishrei the Anani HaKavod returned after having left us from the Cheta Egel. It's a famous Gra that when we say that on Sukkot we're celebrating the Anani HaKavod, it's not the very fact that we had Anani HaKavod, it was the return of the Anani HaKavod after losing the Anani HaKavod as a result of the Cheta Egel. And therefore that day was Nikva as Chag HaSukkos as a Zecher to the Anani HaKavod. So Chag HaSukkos was Nikva after Yom HaKippurim, and then the following year was when Rosh Hashanah kicked in. So that's why we have Yuma and then Sukkah and then Rosh Hashanah. Yuma before Rosh Hashanah because Yom Kippur is what caused Rosh Hashanah. But Sukkah happened in between. That we have the return of the Anani HaKavod happened in between. So that's what they suggest. So some of the Gedolim Rishonim, the Rif and the Bahag, write the Seder Masechtos the way it's printed in our Shas, Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah, in the order of the Chagim. But the Kedushas Levi writes that they assume that the reason they put it in that order of Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah, and they don't follow this whole Shtickel Torah is because they paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishrei. So you don't need to answer the kasha of why it is that we have a Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah. So if you don't have to answer the kasha, then you don't need this whole Shtickel Torah. So mainly you go back to Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah. So that was a more involved answer to the question. I thank you, my old friend Yoni Henner, for sending that response. Okay, so let's begin now. So we had said yesterday that we had proven that Yetzias Mitzrayim the years to Yetzias Mitzrayim are counted from Nisan and not from Tishrei, because the pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen went up on the mountain Al Pi Hashem VaYom Hashem in the 40th year that we left Mitzrayim, in the 5th month in Chodesh Av. And then the pasuk says that the VaYehi Bar Boim Shana Ba'Shteyos Chodesh, in Chodesh Shvat, on the first day of the month, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke also in the 40th year, and that led to the Melchemes and discusses the Melchemes Sichon that happened after that. So you see, in the 40th year, Chodesh Av is described, the 5th month is described to be in the 40th year, and then the following Shvat is in the 40th year. So you see that Rosh Hashanah is clearly not in Tishrei, because Tishrei happens in between Av and Shvat. So the calendar should have turned in between. So it must be that the Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. So says Gemara, but how do you know that it happened in that order? How do you know that the death of Aaron happened earlier than what's described in Chodesh Shvat, before Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in Chodesh Shvat? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's words, where he was Mochiach Klal Yisrael in Chodesh Shvat, happened the year before, happened the Shvat before the Av that Aaron died. So then we could go back to saying that the Rosh Hashanah Yetzias Mitzrayim is in fact Tishrei. So says Mar Lo Saltadaitich. No, you can't say that, because Pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in Chodesh Shvat, Achrei Akoso Asichon. He refers to Melchemes Sichon. So that, or the pasuk refers to Melchemes Sichon. So if that's the case, you can't say that that happened before the death of Aaron, because v'chinach nafshei d'Aaron akati avasichon kayim. Because when Aaron died, Sichon was still around. So it wouldn't be after Melchemes Sichon. D'chsev. How do I know that when Aaron died, Sichon was still around? Because it says after the death of Aaron in Parshas Chukas, Vayishma Haknani Melech Arad, the Yosef and Negev, etc. So Mashmua Shama, what did the Kanani hear that it doesn't say? So Shama Shemes Aaron bin Estalko Anani Kavod. No, the Kanani heard that Aaron HaKohen had died, and therefore the Anani HaKavod had left us, because that's what happened when Aaron died, right? The Gemara tells us somewhere that we had the Be'er in the Zechus of Miriam, the Anani HaKavod in the Zechus of Aaron, and the Man in the Zechus of Moshe, and when Miriam died, we lost the Be'er, but we got it back in the Zechus of Aaron and Moshe. When Aaron died, we lost the Anani HaKavod. When we got it back in the Zechus of Moshe, Moshe died, we lost them all, and it's as if we lost all three at the same time. Rav Shechter just referred to this. I was with him when he was Menachem Avil, the Tendler family, after Rav Tendler passed away, and Rav Shechter told them that he had five Rebbeim in all of his time in Yeshiva. Obviously, Rav Soloveitchik was his Rebbe for many, 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 many years, but his ninth grade Rebbe was Rabbi Tendler, and then he had Rabbi Fishman and Rabbi Gorelick and missing one, and Rav Soloveitchik. And he said that, he said over that Gemara, and he said that when each of his Rebbeim died, it was very sad, but he always still had an image of a Rebbe, that when he davened Mincha, the Yeshiva, he would still see his Rebbe, his ninth grade Rebbe was still there. So he says, I feel now that I lost my last Rebbe, that it's ki'ilu, I'm losing all of them at the same time. So what are we saying? So Shama Shemes Aaron v'nistalku Anani HaKavod, that they heard that Aaron HaKohen had died, and therefore the Anani HaKavod had left. Ukasavur nitna Rishos Lilachem Yisrael. So they said, here's our opportunity. Now we can go and attack Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not defending them anymore. V'hainu d'chsiv, and that's what the pasuk means when it says v'yiru kol ha'edo ki gova Aaron, that everyone saw that Aaron died, and they cried for 30 days. Kol Beis Yisrael cried for 30 days. V'amar b'yavaru al tikr v'yiru doesn't mean that they saw that Aaron had died, because they didn't see Aaron b'misaso. They didn't see Aaron's dead body. In fact, they didn't believe it. They didn't believe the Medrash. They didn't believe that it's possible that Aaron HaKohen could have died. The person who was Matil Shalom, between so many people, that he could die. Ella v'yirau. No, it means that that the Jewish people were seen by other people. And that's because the Anani HaKavod were no longer protecting them. So now they were exposed. And based on that, the pasuk says, what does it mean? Ki gava Aaron? They were seen, not that Aaron died. They were, if it meant they saw, it would be they saw ki gava Aaron, that Aaron died. No, it's they were seen ki gava Aaron, because Aaron had died. Since Aaron had died, the Anani HaKavod had left, and now they were exposed. Now they were able to be seen. How do I see that the word ki means because? The word ki can mean four different things throughout Tanakh. It can mean e dilma ella daha. E means if, meaning ki kari kan sipor, that if you happen to come across a nest and they're the mother bird and the eggs, so you have a mitzvah shiluach hakein. It can mean maybe dilma, right? Maybe like v'chi tomru manocha b'shana shviyas, when the pasuk describes Shemitah. If you're going to say, maybe you're going to say, what's going to be with what am I going to eat during the Shemitah year? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us he's going to give us bracha. It could mean ella, that we're trying to flip something that we said before, that vayomer lo ki tzachakt. Don't say you didn't laugh. Ki, rather, you did laugh. So ella is like rather, and it could be daha, as in because, giving a reason for, that lo tzachakta ki yareya, that she said lo tzachakti, she said I did not laugh. Why did she say I did not laugh? Because she was afraid. So you have in that sense as well. So over here also, when we say that they were seen, they were exposed, ki gava Aaron, it's because Aaron had died and we lost the Anani HaKavod. So if that's the case, you can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in Chodesh Shvat After Misa Sichon, before Misa Aaron, which was in Chodesh Av, because you see very clearly that Sichon was still around when Aaron had died. So we know that we got the order right, that the fifth month is in the 40th year, and the following 11th month is in the 40th year. So between the fifth and the 11th month, there is no Rosh Hashanah Liyetzias Mitzrayim. So now the Gemara says, Midami, how can you prove that Sichon was around at the time that Aaron died? Did we even mention the word Sichon? Hasam Knan, Hachasichon. What did it say? Vayishma Haknani Melech Harad. It didn't say Sichon heard anything. It said Haknani heard. What's that got to do with Sichon? So says Gemara Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Knan? That he has three names. He's called Sichon, he's called Arad, and he's called Knan. Sichon Shadom L'Sayach Bamidbar. He's called Sichon because he's like a baby horse in the desert, a young horse in the desert. And Knan, Al Shem Malchuso. He's called Knan because that's the place where his malchus was, and the people who lived there were from the Bnei Knan, from the seven umos that inhabited Eretz Yisrael. Umash Shmo, Arad Shmo, and what's his actual name? His actual name is Arad. Ikadamri, others say no, Arad Shadomala Arad Bamidbar, that he's called Arad because he's like a wild donkey in the desert. And Knan Al Shem Malchuso, like we said, Umash Shmo, and his real name is Sichon. Sichon Shmo. That's his real name. In the Yalkut Birum section of the Masifta, he quotes a sefer Zichron Shmuel that says, "Why Domla Arad Shabemidbar? Does it really matter where the wild donkey is? A wild donkey seems to be a dangerous thing. So you're saying that Sichon, they were dangerous. So why do you have to say like a dangerous Arad in the Midbar?" So he says, based on what Rashi writes in Brachos Taflam and Gimel in the name of the Bahag, that when an Arad bites a person, if the Arad gets to water before the person gets to water, the person will die. And if the person gets to water first, the arod is going to die. So therefore it emphasizes that Sichon is like an arod shebamidbar, because it's more dangerous, because in the midbar you don't have access to water. So the refuah is not close to you. The arod is much more likely to find water before you will, before the person will, and therefore the person is more likely to die. The Tosos over here writes that what the Medrash says, that when it says Ve'ishma Kanani Melech Arad Mashmua Shamuba, what did exactly the Gemara asks that the Kanani heard? The Medrash says that that's a Malek. The Paitan in the Pizmon of Parsha Zachar says Ksus v'loshon shina hayos kemelech arad, that a Malek changed its loshon, changed its language, like the language of the Melech Arad, in order that the Jewish people shouldn't know that they're a Malek, so that the Jewish people, when they see them attacking, will think that they're Kananim, and they'll daven that they should be protected from the Kananim. But you see that it's just that it's Maduik from the Pasuk that Sichon was around. It's not that it was Sichon that we're referring to. It was Amalek. It's just that Amalek was dressing, was speaking like people from Sichon. And if Sichon were already dead, then it wouldn't make sense to do that. It would be a terrible disguise, right? It would be if a person tries to pretend that they're a caveman, when you see them, you know that they're in costume, because there are no cavemen, right? So you don't dress up like people that aren't around anymore. So that's the raya that Sichon was still around at the time of Misas Aaron. Not that it was actually, that the pasuk is actually referring to Sichon. So says Tosos, based on that piyut that we say in the Pizmon of Parsha Zachar. Marsha writes, when it says Ksus v'loshon shina, it doesn't mean that they changed both their clothing and their language to be like Arad, to be like Sichon, because they really only changed the language. And Adrabba, their clothing was the clothing of Amalek. And that's how the Jewish people knew that it wasn't the Kananim, because the Jewish people were able to see right through that they're talking like Kananim, but wait a second, they're dressed like Amalekim. So they were able to realize that they were just putting on an accent. They thought and Klal Yisrael was able to see right through it, and they were able to daven, so they davened Bistam, and they were able to be saved. That's what Rashi writes on Chumash. But so it means that they were Mishana, when the Paitan says Ksus v'loshon Shina, it means that they were Mashana their Lashon from their Ksus, that it was inconsistent. Their Lashon was the Lashon of Arad, of Sichon, of Canaan, but the way that they dressed, their Ksus, was the Ksus of Amalek, and that's what gave them away, and that's why Klal Yisrael was able to daven just Bistam. L'chora, Tosos doesn't sound that way. Tosos holds that they were Mashana their Ksus and their Lashon. Tosos Yishanim says that explicitly. So the Aruch Lener writes that even though Rashi and Chumash says this way, but in the Medrash it says that they changed both, that they changed the Ksus and the Lashon. It's just that they were able, Klal Yisrael were looking at them and something seemed off. Sometimes a person is in costume, it's like, even though they're trying to do everything, they're trying to put on the accent, but the accent's not right exactly. They're trying to dress it, but they're not dressed. It's like the chassid in the movies, right? It's just not right. And they have like long flowing hair and, with pace, it just doesn't, so they're able to see that something is off. And that's what Klal Yisrael was able to pick up on, that something was off about that. And that's why Klal Yisrael was able to daven, having in mind Amalek as well. So anyway, so says the Gemara, where are we up to? Yeah, so we just went through the names of Sichon. So now we're still back to the question, how do I know Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted, the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from Nisan? All we've proven is that between Chodesh Av and Shvat, there is no Rosh Hashanah, because what happened in Av was called the 40th year, and what happened in the following Shvat was still called the 40th year, but any of the months between Nisan and Av, or Adar that happened after Shvat, so anywhere between Adar and Av, could have been the Rosh Hashanah for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara goes through each one. The Eima Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Lo Sal Kedaitik. That can't be. Dichsiv Ayhi B'Chodesh Rishon B'Shana Hashenis Be'echod HaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan. That in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, the Mishkan was erected. Uksiv Ayhi B'Shana Hashenis B'Chodesh Hasheni. In the second year, in the second month, Be'esrim B'Chodesh Nala Anon Me'al Mishkan HaEdus. So Midikoi B'Ni Nisan v'karila shana sheinis. It's talking in Nisan and calls it the second year. V'kai bi'iyar, and at the time that the Anan was nala me'ala mishkan, which is certainly right after Akamas HaMishkan, and it calls it v'karila shana sheinis, and it still calls it the second year. The calendar hadn't flipped. Milchal de Roshana l'avirhu. You see that Iyar must not be Roshana, because if Iyar was a Roshana, then by the time you hit Iyar, the calendar should have flipped. They should have called that the third year. But the Torah still calls it the second year. So clearly Iyar is not a Rosh Hashanah as far as counting the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, says Gemara, but there's still other possibilities. Veimer Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Lo Sal Kedai Tech. That can't be. Dichsiv, because Pasuk says, B'Chodesh HaShlishi Litzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, that we came to Midbar Sinai on Chodesh Shlishi when we left Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it doesn't say what year it's talking about. Why doesn't it say what year it's talking about? Because Mistama, it was the first year, so it doesn't have to mention it. Veimisa B'Chodesh Shlishi B'Shana Hashenis, let's say so. Mi Ba'ilei. But if you're going to count, the Yetzias Mitzrayim from the Rosh Hashanah of Yetzias Mitzrayim from Sivan, then it should have been the second year, because by definition, once you hit Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's already the second year. So the Rishonim raised the Kasha, the Rashba, the Ran raised the Kasha, that maybe Rosh Hashanah is in the middle of Sivan, and the Pasuk is talking about Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so it was still the first year, so it didn't have to say what year it is, but Rosh Hashanah is sometime in the middle of Sivan. So the Rishonim say, no, it's impossible. Rosh Hashanah is not going to be in the middle of a month. It's always going to be at the beginning of a month. You're not going to have a month that's divided into two. Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim is in the middle of a month. Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos is on Tu B'Shvat. That's in the middle of a month. So that's because there are specific reasons why that has to be in the middle of the month. I mean, Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim has to be on the Regalim, and the Regalim happened to be in the middle of a month. So it can't be that it's at any other time. And Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos is based on the Chanata of the Pri, and when the sap goes into the Pri. So that's also to Metzias that happens in the middle of the month. But when you're just counting years, it has to be wherever you're going to draw the line that's the Rosh Hashanah, it has to be the Rosh Chodesh of that month. So we've proven that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is not the Rosh Hashanah to count for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says, well, okay, Ve'ema Tammuz, maybe the Rosh Hashanah should be Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Ador, maybe it's any of these other months. Elo Amar Blazar Mehacha. The reason we count the years of the kings from Nisan is that maybe it's not based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe it's not solely based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe it's based on the following. Vayach Livnos B'Chodesh Hasheni B'Sheni B'Shnas Arba L'Machluso. So there's an extra word in that pasuk. It's describing Shlomo HaMelech building the base of Mikdash. So it says he began building B'Chodesh Hasheni, the second month. It should have gone right to in the fourth year of his Malchus, but it said B'Sheni. What's Basheni? What's second what? So my Sheni, what's that extra Sheni doing in the Pasuk? So Lav Sheni Liarech Shemonin Bo L'Malchusa, Liarech Shemonin Bo L'Malchusa. so, doesn't that mean that it's telling us that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash was in the second month of the fourth year of his Malchus? So you see that Malchus Shlomo we also count from Nisan, and therefore Chodesh Iyar is the Chodesh HaSheni of his Malchus. So Maskel Ravina Ve'im HaSheni BaChodesh. No, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe Sheni means, meaning, so that's the Raya. So we want to know, how do I know the Rosh Hashanah from Malachim is Nisan? Because that's what the word Sheni tells us over there. That since it was in Chodesh Iyar and we call it Sheni, it must mean it's the second month of his kingship years. So that's what Sheni refers to. That so says Gemara, Maser Ravina Ve'ema Sheni BaChodesh. Maybe Sheni means the second day of the month. So says Gemara, no, Im Kein Sheni BaChodesh Bad Yavik Sibbei. The Torah does sometimes tell us what day of the month something happens, but then it tells us that we're talking about a day of the month, and it didn't say that over here. Okay, Ve'ema B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it just means it happened on a Monday, and that's all it's telling me, that it was the second day of the week. First of all, we don't find that the Torah ever tells us the day of the week. And second of all, the word sheni appears twice in the pasuk. So ma sheni kama, just like the first time it says sheni, it means chodesh, it means the second month, counting the way the Torah normally counts months from Nisan. So av sheni basra sheni chodesh sheni is chodesh. So to the second time it says the word sheni, it also means the second month, but now it means the second month of the Malchus, of the years of the Malchus Shlomo. So that's where the Gemara suggests this second interpretation. Rabbi Elazar, unlike Rabbi Yochanan, so up until now we have been saying, how do I know that we count for the Malachim from Nisan, that the Rosh Hashanah of the Malachim is from Nisan? So we said, oh, because the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim are from Nisan. But then we tried to prove that the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim are actually counted from Nisan, and we ran into trouble because we couldn't really explain how we know that it's not Tammuz or Av or Adar or whatever, that's not the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now Rabbi Elazar suggests this second possible interpretation, that how do I know it? Not from Yetzias Mitzrayim. I know that we count for the Malachim from Nisan based on the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech with the extra word sheni. It's interesting that the Gemara says that we never find sheni b'shabes t'chsiv. We never find that the Torah tells us the day of the week. So Tosus and the Rishonim ask that, what do you mean you never find it? Vayyer vayivoker yom sheni. What's that? That's the day of the week. So you do find sheni b'shabes. So he said, no, ain the maiden mi b'riyasa shalolim, the Rishonim say. So Tosus says that because it's not really counting to Shabbos. It's counting from the beginning of Bria. So meaning we don't find sheni b'shabes. Whereas when we say the day of the week, we're counting to Shabbos. So that's the that's in the Sefer Divrei Talmud. He quotes over here in the Sifta that in the Sefer Divrei Talmud is Miyashiv the Kash of the Ramban al Torah. Why is it Yom Rishon? It says Ve'yir Ve'yivoker Yom Echad. It doesn't say Yom Rishon. It says because there was no Sheni. If there's no Sheni, there was no Sheni yet at that point. So it's still Rishon. If you're counting to Shabbos, it makes sense to say Yom Rishon because it's Rishon the Shabbos. So you know that there's a Seder Advarim. But when you're only counting the Bria Solem, you're counting from when the creation started. So there, if there's only a Rishon, so then you wouldn't say Rishon. You would say Echad. So this is it's only one. The Ritva writes, the reason we don't find names for the days of the week, like we find in all other languages, most languages have names. So that we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You don't have that in Lashon Kodesh. You have Yom Rishon, L'Shabbos, Sheni, L'Shabbos. There's no names for the days of the week. So he quotes a Medrash, so that we could constantly be remembering Shabbos throughout the course of the week. That's what the Mechilta of Rabbi Shmuel says, Zachar Yom Shabbos, Rabbi Yisgoyim, and lo teimonu kederach sha'acher imonim, el teimonu l'shem Shabbos. That whenever you count, it shouldn't be the way others count. It should always be l'shem Shabbos. Maritz Chiyus raises the question, if there's a mitzvah to count the days for Shabbos, why doesn't the Torah mention the Yimei HaShavua? The Torah never does it, but the bottom line is, we don't have names of days of the week, says the Ritva, because we're always supposed to be counting for Shabbos. And he says, for that reason, we don't have names for the months either. We say Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, based on the Chadashim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that we can constantly remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? The Torah never tells us Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. It doesn't give names for the months. The Torah tells us numbers of the months, so that we could constantly be Mekayim, Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every time you say which month it is, you're remembering what you're counting toward, what you're counting back toward, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Medrash Rabba says in Bereshis Rabba, that Parsha Memches, that Shemos HaChadoshim Olam Yibavel, that you don't find Nisan, Iyar, and all the other months mentioned in the Pasuk. It's only after we went to Bavel, and these are Parsi names that we brought back from Bavel. So that's when the Pasuk, even if a Pasuk mentions these names, it's Miyachis always to Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Chodesh HaRishon, Hu Chodesh Nisan, right, in Esther. B'Shneimos HaChodesh, Hu Chodesh Adar, in Megillas Esther. So even when the Megillah refers to it, and the Pesukim refer to it, it's always together with the number, because the number always brings back Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sfasema says, well, it says in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayiba Yom HaShishi, Loktu Lecha Mishnah, and you see that the Torah calls Yom HaShishi LiYamei HaShavua, meaning going back to the thing that the Torah never says the days of the week, it says Yom HaShishi. So he says it could be that it's not Yom HaShishi LeMinyan HaShabbos, maybe it's Yom HaShishi LiYiridas HaMan. It just says B'Yom HaShishi Lechem Yomayim, so that's certainly going on Shishi B'Shabbos. But anyway, that's at least a kasha. And based on this, it could matter LaHalacha. The Rivash writes based on this in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin that LaHalacha, you don't have to write the day of the week in a get. So when you're writing an official halachic document, since we don't find that the Torah discusses the day of the week, so we don't have to write the day of the week. We do that. The Rivash was dealing with a shaila where someone wrote the day of the week and it didn't correspond to the day of the month. So does a pasul get as a muktam, as a mu'uchar? What sort of assumptions that you make? That was the shaila that he was dealing with. But he says the day of the week is really not necessary to a get. Okay. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan that how do I know that you count from Malachim from Nisan? It's from the hekesh of Malchus Shlomo to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim we always count from Nisan. So the brisa says just like that, because the brisa quotes all of the psukim within Rabbi Yochanan's limud. Minayin shein manu lam malachim el minisan. How do I know that you only count from Nisan? Shene emar, because the pasuk says vayibishman shana varba meil shana. Let's say spinei sol meretz Mitzrayim. Uksiv vayal arun akoyin el aral pi Hashem. Uksiv vayibarma shana b'ashtei asar chodesh. Right, those two psukim of Aaron's death and Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael, referencing Sichon, Achrei Akoso Sichon, and Va'omer Va'yishma Kanani, Va'omer Va'yirukalei Daki Gava Aaron, Va'omer Va'yibuchadosh Rishon B'Shana Hashenis, Va'omer Va'yibuchadosh Hashenis B'chadosh Hasheni, Va'omer B'chadosh Lishon Tzeis Mishal, Va'omer V'yachal Livnos. So all of the psukim that we quoted all along the way. So you see, the Brisa supports this whole idea that we count from Malachim from Nisan based on Yitzias Mitzrayim. So says Gemara, great. So far we've proven that we count for Jewish kings starting on Chodesh Nisan. That's only for Jewish kings. Aval Malchi Masolam. When it comes to non-Jewish kings, Mitishrei Meninan. Then we're going to count from Tishrei, because that's the Zman Bria Sa'olam, and it's the Rosh Hashanah for everything else. The Ran writes that since Yitzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of the Malchus Yisrael, because we can't have a Malchus if we're Mishubadim, if we're Avadim, so we left Avdus. That's when Malchus Yisrael became a possibility. So since that's when it became a possibility, that's when we count. Umos Olam became a possibility as soon as they were created. As soon as the Bria Solom happened, there was a possibility of a Melech. So therefore, they count from Tishrei. Others suggest that it's based on our Maila, that the Maila that Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva and Chosh Mishpa Simen Aleph, that the Maila of Klal Yisrael is that we were the Amanev Nevcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and chose us to give us the Torah and to take us through that whole process. The Maila of the Umos Olam is Bria Solom, is the fact that they came into existence, so we each count based on our maila. But anyway, the Umos Olam are Mitishrei. How do I know? Shenemar, because the pasuk says Divrei Nechemia ben Chachalia Vayihi b'chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim, and he says he was in Shushan Abiru Uksiv, and the pasuk says in Nechemia Perik Beis Vayihi b'chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim La'artach Shasta. So the Midukai b'Kislev Yikar L'Shnas Esrim, from the fact that he's in Kislev and you call it the 20th year, V'kai bin Nisan Yikar L'Shnas Esrim, and then in the following Nisan it's still the 20th year. So Machal Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisan, it must be that the calendar didn't flip in Nisan, because it wouldn't still be the 20th year after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So says Mar Bishlam Meheich Mefarish De La Artach Shasta. I understand the second pasuk says that it was the 20th year of Artach Shasta Elahai, but the first pasuk Mimai De La Artach Shasta, when it says the 20th year, how do I know it's counting the 20th year from the reign of Artach Shasta? Dilma, maybe when it says the 20th year in the earlier pasuk Leminyan Achrinu, it's some other minyan, it's counting the 20th year of something else, not Artach Shasta. So I'm Rav Papa, Shnas Esrim, L'Gzeira Shava. No, we link the words Shnas Esrim that appear in both contexts. Ma'hasam L'Artach Shasta, Avachal L'Artach Shasta. Just like the second time, it's explicit that it's counting to to the reign of Artaxasta. So to the first time, it's also based on the 20th year of Artaxasta. We might the Meisah to Kislev Kadim, Dum the Meisah Nisan Kadim. How do I know that the what's being described as happening in Kislev came earlier, and therefore you can prove that in Nisan the calendar didn't flip? Maybe that which is described later actually happened earlier, and the Nisan of the 20th year was before the Kislev of the 20th year. Says Mar Lo Salkadai, you can't say that, Titania, because we can prove that the Maisa of Kislev was before the Maisa of Nisan, based on the following Braisa, which is mostly a pasuk. Dvarim Shamar Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev Amar Nechemya L'Melech B'Nisan. That which Chanani said to Nechemya in Kislev, Nechemya delivered that message to the Melech in Nisan. So you had first the message given in Kislev, and then repeated in the following Nisan. So you see that Kislev is before Nisan, even though and they're both counted as the 20th year. So you see that the calendar didn't flip in Nisan. What dvarim are we talking about? Dvarim shomer chanani l'nechemya b'kislev. There is shenemar, because the pasuk says in Nechemya parak aleph, divrei Nechemya ben Chachalia vayhi b'chodesh kislev shnas esrim, which is the 20th year of Artaxasta's reign. Va'aniya yisi b'shushan abira, and I was in Shushan abira, which is the place of the capital of the king. Vayavu chanani echad me'achay, and chanani, one of my chaverim came, hu va'anoshim Yehuda, together with people from Yehuda, ve'eshalim ala Yehudim apleta sharnish and I asked him about the Jews that were in Yerushalayim that remained from Bavel, Val Yerushalayim, and what's going on in Yerushalayim with the binyan of Yerushalayim and the walls of Yerushalayim. And they said to me, Shamba Medina Bara'a Gedolu B'cherpa. It's geferlich. They're terrible. They're in a terrible condition. And there's a pierce in the wall of Yerushalayim. And the gates are burning in with fire. So this is what Nechemya had heard from Hanani. Sa'amar and Nechemya Lemelech Benisan. Nechemya delivered this to the Melech in Nisan. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk goes on to say in Nechemya Perek Beis. Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim l'artaxasta. Hamelech yayin lefanav. The king had wine. They brought wine to the king in the chatzer. Ve'esas hayayin ve'etna lemelech. And I, who was the Sarah Mashkim, picked up the coast of yayin and I gave it to the Melech, because that used to be the minhag that someone would bring yayin to the chatzar melech, but he was not the one that actually handed it to the melech. The sarah mashkim would be the one who'd be mekabel the coast from whoever brought it, and would in turn give it to the melech. And I wasn't normally I was a cheerful person. I wasn't normally sad when I was in front of the king, but now I was sitting, I was looking all depressed because I heard this terrible report of the condition of Yerushalayim and the condition of the Jews in Yerushalayim. So the king picked up on it right away. He said, why are you so sad? Something is wrong over here. That normally, the Marsha says, normally he would taste from the wine before he'd give it to the king. That was the practice. You would think that that's not so nice. No, but it was dafka to show no one's poisoning you. That I'll taste it first, you'll see that you're not being... And he didn't taste from it because he was too sad. Va'ata in chachola. And you're not sick, so what's going on? Ein zakim ro alev. Obviously you're depressed. Ve'ira harbe ma'od. And I was very much afraid to what was going to be with this conversation, that the king shouldn't have any tainas on me. Va'omer lemelech, I said to the king, Hamelech li'olam yichya, the king should live a long life. Umadu lo yiru panai, why can't I be, so why wouldn't I be depressed? Asheri ir beis kivros avosai charavu shorea chalu b'eish, what's going on in Yerushalayim is geferlech. Va'omer li'amelech, and the king said, al mazeh atam evakesh, what do you want me to do? And while I'm standing in front of the Melech, unbelievable, he knows he's about to have something significant happen. First thing you got to do is daven. So he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the rest of the conversation should go properly, so that the king should listen, because Lev Melachim is Biyad Hashem. You might think a person has Bechir Chavshus, a king doesn't have Bechir Chavshus. You could daven to Hashem that the Melech is going to listen. So he davens to Hashem that the Melech is going to listen. Va'omer leMelech, and he says to the Melech, Imal HaMelech Tov, if the king is okay with this, V'mita and if you like me, I ask you, Rishus, to go to Yerushalayim and to build it. And Melech, and the king said, Vahashkal Yosheves Etzlo, and he had the queen sitting right next to him, and Masayiya Mahalech, when do you want to leave? Masay Toshav, when do you plan on coming back? And the plan was good to the king, and he sent me. Vetnalozman, and I gave him a time that when I'll return. So you see from the Brisa that the Maisa, all of that is just to show that the Maisa of Kislev was before the Maisa of Nisan, that he had to hear about it before he delivered the message to the king. So that's how we know that the Rosh Hashanah, the Malchayu Masa'olam, is in Tishrei and is not in Nisan. Because in Nisan, the calendar didn't flip. So Masav, Rav Yosef challenges Rav Chista that the Malchayu Masa'olam count from Tishrei, that the Pasuk says, B'yom Esrim V'arba L'chodesh Bashishi B'shnah Shtayim L'dar Yavesh Uksiv. And the Pasuk in Chagai Perek Bey says, B'shvi'i B'esrim V'echad L'chodesh Sovim Yisa B'shvi'i B'shnah Shalosh Mibaylei. If Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah L'malachim, so B'shvi'i is the seventh month, is Tishrei, it should have flipped the calendar already. It should have been the following year. Amar Avivo, Koresh Melech Kasher Haya, Lefichach Manu Lo Kamalchi Yisrael. No, with Koresh, he goes by the Jewish rules. He doesn't count from Tishrei. He was a Melech Kasher, and therefore we count from the Malchi Yisrael, as if he's Malchi Yisrael. Maskar V'Yosef, Chadadim Kein Kasher Kraya Dadi. First of all, if that's the case, you have a Stirim Pesukim. Tichsiv V'sheitzi Baisa Dina Ad Yom Tlasa Liyarech Adar Dihi Shnas Shreis L'Malchus Taryavish Malka. And they finished the Beis HaMikdash until the Shlishi L'Chodesh Adar, which is the sixth year of Daryavish HaMelech. V'tanya, and the Brisa says, Bo'os Hazman, at the beginning of Nisan, which is close to Adar, L'Shana Abba, Ola Ezra M'Bavel V'Guldus Oimo. Ezra returned with those who came back from Bavel. U'ksiv, V'yavu Yerushalayim B'Chodesh HaChamishi, Hi Shnas HaShviyas L'Melech. So Ezra came back from Bavel to Yerushalayim B'Chodesh Av, which is the year after the Binyan Abayis. V'im Isa, but if you count for Koresh's Malchus from Nisan, so the Nisan after the Binyan Abayis, which was in Adar, should have been the beginning of the seventh year, and the following Nisan should have already been the beginning of the eighth year. So Shnas Hashminis Mibayilei, it should have said the eighth year. Va'odin, furthermore, me dummy, can you say that Koresh was a Melech Kasher? That answers the Psukim. Hasam Koresh Hacha Daryavish. Two different people, Koresh and Daryavish. So it says Maratana, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who are Tachshasta? Koresh, Daryavish, are Tachshasta, all the same person. Koresh, a Melech Kasher. He is called Koresh because he was a Melech Kasher. Ar Tachshasta, Al Shem Malchuso, because he was all the Malchay Paras were called Ar Tachshasta. Umashimo, Daryavish, and his name was Daryavish. But Mikol Makom Kasher, but the first Kasher of Rav Yosef still stands. So that passage I'm going to have to begin to answer tomorrow at the bottom of the Gimelim base. Have a great day, everyone. And safe travels wherever you may be.
Thank you.
Yeah,
have a nice one.
Take care.
Yeah.